The revolution in Libya was inspired by the wave of Arab anti-government protests that started in Tunisia. Well, now Tunisians are getting ready to vote in their first democratic elections since the ouster of their own dictator. Massive protests forced President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali to flee the country back in January. The vote on Sunday will choose the members of an assembly that will write Tunisia's new constitution. This campaign has seen a resurgence for Islamist parties, which were banned by Ben Ali. Here's Don Duncan reporting from Tunis.
This was unimaginable under Ben Ali. Thousands of Islamists calling for the establishment of an Islamic state in Tunisia. Islamists were brutally repressed under the Ben Ali regime. So this resurgence of religious fervor has raised tensions. Islamists, like 30-year-old Slim, know exactly what they want Tunisia to be. Slim, who wouldn't give his family name, is sitting in one of the many cafes of Siti Et Adamin, a poor suburb of Tunis, which has become known as an Islamist stronghold.
Everyone wants to see the Islamic religion in all the regions, in the state, in clothing, and in the judiciary. When it comes to women, they have their own form of dressing.
It's this kind of talk that spooks the secular parties in Tunisia. They are wary of the new political currents. That's Souad Rejeb, a committee member of the Tunisian Association of Democratic Women. She says while Tunisia's civil society has flourished since the revolution, she's worried about the effects the shifting political landscape could have on women's rights.
We just hope there will be enough progressive people in the Constituent Assembly that there won't be an erosion of the personal status code.
The personal status code is the backbone of women's rights legislation in Tunisia. It's a law that was passed in 1956 and gave women the right to vote, to be elected to parliament, to earn equal wages, and to initiate divorce. Polygamy was outlawed by the code, and then, in 1961, abortion rights were granted. Women's rights here are more advanced than anywhere in the Arab world, and the secular parties say they will fight to maintain that unique status. Abdelaziz Misaudi is a member of the political committee of the centre-left Etat Jadid party. The movement is one of the main opponents of Al-Nahda, Tunisia's most prominent Islamist party. Polls predict it could take around 20% of seats in the Constituent Assembly. Misaudi is not happy about that possibility.
If Al-Nahda wins a big part of the election and if it is well represented in the next Constituent Assembly, it could call back into question a certain number of gains in women's rights. That's a real threat.
Al-Nahda says the secular parties are using women's rights and Ben Ali-style anti-Islamist propaganda to stir up fear and win votes. Yusra Ghanouchi is the daughter of Al-Nahda leader Rashid Ghanouchi and a spokesperson for the party. She says the party's platform on women's rights is unambiguous.
It's clear on women's issues that it respects women's right to equality, to education, to work. It does not believe in a theocracy. It does not believe in a system that will impose a particular belief or a particular lifestyle on people. It believes on equality regardless of race, faith, sex, or colour.
But the country's secularist parties and women's rights activists, like the Tunisian Association of Democratic Women's Souad Rejeb, accuse Al-Nahda of sending out a double message.
They have what we call a duplicity of discourse. They have two lines. On TV they say, we are for equality, we won't touch women's rights. But in the mosques or abroad, they say the personal status code is not in the Quran.
And it is this perceived inconsistency that brought many women out on the streets last Sunday in defense of freedom of speech and equality. Faced with such demonstrations, Yusra Ghanouchi of Al-Nahda says that actions and not words are the only things that can really be judged in politics.
What we'll guarantee is to have a system that ensures politicians keep to their promises.
In the 9 months since the fall of Ben Ali, Tunisia has been furiously building the hardware of democratic politics, institutions and procedures to cradle and protect its democracy, regardless of who's in charge of the government. For The World, I'm Don Duncan in Tunis.